From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the opening portion of a message called The Fruit of the Spirit, What It Is and How It Is Produced, part of a series dealing with life in the Spirit, showing from the Scriptures what a Holy Spirit-filled life should look like. The text for the series is Galatians chapter 5, one of the clearest New Testament passages concerning our life in the Holy Spirit. With this message, Dr. Cairns comes to verses 22 and 23, which detail the fruit of the Spirit. As Dr. Cairns has already explained, spiritual fruit is the natural result of the Christian's union with Christ. What Paul sets forth here are not duties, but Christian virtues produced in every believer by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As we'll see, good habits do not produce Christian character. Rather, the reverse is true. It's important to note that all of these virtues are to be evident in the life of every Christian, not necessarily to the same degree, but all will be present to some extent. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Because of Us. The text is Matthew 24, verse 22. For the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. For the sake of his elect, the Lord withholds many judgments and shortens others. In great tribulations, the fire would devour all, were it not that, out of regard to his elect, the Lord damps the flame. Thus, while he saves his elect for the sake of Jesus, he also preserves the race for the sake of his chosen. What an honor is thus put upon saints! How diligently they ought to use their influence with their Lord! He will hear their prayers for sinners and bless their efforts for their salvation. He blesses believers that they may be a blessing to those who are in unbelief. Many a sinner lives because of the prayers of a mother or wife or daughter to whom the Lord has respect. Have we used aright the singular power with which the Lord entrusts us? Do we pray for our country, for other lands, and for the age? Do we, in times of war, famine, pestilence, stand out as intercessors, pleading that the days may be shortened? Do we lament before God the outbursts of infidelity, error, and licentiousness? Do we beseech our Lord Jesus to shorten the reign of sin by hastening his own glorious appearing? Let us get to our knees and never rest till Christ appeareth.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the
you can only be blessed.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. And we're reading just two verses. Verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. This text tells us essentially what a Christian is supposed to be, what it means to be a Christian, what a Christian life should be like. This ninefold fruit of the Spirit describes the essence of Christian character, the character of a person who is living life to the full on all fronts. If you carefully look at the words that are used, you'll find they describe for you the potential that is in every Christian life. And not only the potential that is there, but also what is to some extent being already realized in every Christian. This is what it means to be a Christian. All this comes with being a Christian. Now, a few weeks ago, before we had the ice and the snow and a couple of visiting preachers, we looked a little further up Galatians chapter 5, and we noted that the Christian life is a life of fighting and fruit bearing, waging constant warfare with the flesh, the old man, who always lusts against the Spirit. But what Paul is making clear here for the encouragement of every Christian is that when you are saved, you have the Holy Spirit. And though the flesh lusts against the Spirit, if you have the Holy Spirit, then you thereby have the authority and you have the ability to fight and overcome the flesh. There was a time when, without Christ, we were condemned by our unregenerate nature to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Jesus spoke of those who were the children of the evil one. The lusts of their father they would do. By the unregenerate nature, unsaved people are condemned to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. But now, as God's new creation in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have a new king on the throne of our heart, one who is governing, ruling both our understanding and our will. That means that we are now free to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit. That is the miracle of saving grace. Today I want us to consider the verses we have read together, continue the theme of life in the Spirit, and take a few minutes to think of this fruit of the Spirit, what it is and how it is produced. I want today to be as simple, as clear as I can possibly be, because I find that while these are some of the most well-known verses in the New Testament among Christians, they are almost universally misunderstood. And far from being the mighty liberating force that God intends them to be for His people, they are more often than not causes for frustration and guilt and fear and feelings of inadequacy. So I want us to think carefully of what the fruit of the Spirit is and how this fruit of the Spirit is produced. Let me point out first of all that Paul speaks here about fruit, not about duties. In other words, he is speaking about the, if I could use the word, the natural result of having been made new creatures in Christ. He is not detailing a certain number of steps that people must take in order to become new creatures in Christ. It's very, very important that we understand that. Man's religion always tells you, do this and this and this and this and you will be saved. That the new creation comes at the end of and as the result of certain steps that you take. The New Testament theology of gospel grace is altogether different. Instead of telling you, walk this way in order to be a new creature, God says you are made a new creature, and as a result you have this fruit in your life. And thus, there is no command in this verse, this text. Verse 22 and 23 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is, we are not commanded, bring forth the fruit of love, bring forth the fruit of joy, bring forth all these other aspects of the fruit. Now don't misunderstand me. Earlier in the chapter, we are commanded, walk in the Spirit. And it is certainly true that in other places of Scripture, every one of these virtues mentioned here is commanded. We are commanded, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. We are commanded, love one another. We are commanded, love your enemies. We are commanded, rejoice in the Lord always. God's command is, be at peace among yourselves. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you're also called in one body. So other scriptures actually mention these virtues in the context of a command. But in this context, in verse 22 and 3 of Galatians 5, they are not presented as duties, but as the fruit of the Spirit of God. Now we can deduce from that simple fact some things that are very important for us. Christian character is not the result of good habits. Understand that. Rather, good habits should be the result of Christian character. There is no semblance of salvation by works here. That would be contrary to Paul's entire message in this book of Galatians. What he is teaching is that God must work holiness within us before we can work it out in our lives. Before there is fruit, there must be a root. Thus, the divine act of regeneration precedes all the virtues mentioned here. And that's why in Philippians, Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. The New Testament is consistent in teaching that God has worked holiness in every regenerate soul. Now let me repeat that. The New Testament knows absolutely nothing of this false perversion of the gospel that has so infested fundamental and evangelical churches. It goes under the name of easy believism. It is theologically stated, sometimes by fundamentalists, and I can think right off of one leading Reformed theologian in America, and probably a whole lot more. But they state it theologically that faith is merely the assent of the mind. That is it. So that if you assent with your mind to the truth of the gospel, you have saving faith. You are therefore a regenerate person, even though you have no holiness of life, no change of life. I want to tell you on the authority of this book that that is not the gospel, and that is a perversion that will bring people to hell. It is a travesty of the doctrine of the grace of God. It is a denial of the plainest revelation of the gospel of God. Regeneration always produces holiness of heart and of life. John the Apostle says in 1 John chapter 3 verse 9, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin." I suppose I need to stop once again and point out that in the reading of 1 John, an attention to the tense of the verb is always vital to a proper understanding of what is being said. John, if I could give the literal force to the tense of the verb as he wrote it, says, "Whosoever is born of God does not constantly make a practice of sin. For his," that is God's seed, "remaineth in him, and he cannot constantly practice sin because he is born of God." The plain statement of Scripture. It's not to say that a Christian doesn't sin and cannot sin. That again would be to contradict both what John says in the first chapter of his epistle and what Paul says throughout his epistles. It's not to say a Christian does not commit sin. It's not to say that the old man in a Christian has somehow changed his inveterate lusting against the Spirit. It is to say that a Christian no longer lives under the dominion of sin. He no longer lives a life of untrammeled ungodliness. There is a new root within him, and there is a new fruit from that root. That's what he's saying. The very same truth that Paul is emphasizing here. Christian holiness and Christian virtue are not the results merely of the root, that is regeneration. They do flow from that. But they are the result of what that root produces. That is an ongoing experience of the Holy Ghost in the life. And it's this ongoing experience of what the Holy Ghost is producing in the life that provides us the power to be holy. Paul told Timothy, "God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power." Now I think it's interesting where he puts the emphasis here. The spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Nowhere in all of our lives, nowhere more than in this battle with sin, is the truth of Zechariah 4 verse 6 more obvious. It is not by might nor by power. It is by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.